Alright everyone, welcome to another edition of Jump Ball, brought to you by Ballers FTO. You know who it is, Veronica Harris here, and let's jump right into it. We are talking about the Toronto Raptors and the Orlando Magic. The Toronto Raptors had eliminated the Orlando Magic, and what a great game it was. I mean, Toronto was ahead by quite a bit, I'm not gonna lie. But it was still a really good game, and this, to be real, this is what the whole series should have been like, I feel. Now, Toronto Raptors, they did slip the first game, losing to Orlando at home. But from then on, they did win four in a row. So that in itself is impressive. I remember predicting Toronto would take it in five, and I don't like to brag, but I mean, they took it in five. Toronto will now most likely play the 76ers, which will undoubtedly be a fun series to watch. And you wanna know what? If you could feel the energy in that Scotiabank Arena, I know I mentioned the energy earlier in the first round, but my oh my, this was tenfold, 1,000%. And I'm not exaggerating when I say I actually shed a tear. When announcer Herbie Kun was calling out the starting lineup, I teared up to see and hear the fans roar and be so excited for their team and their city and their country and just the sport and love of basketball. I mean, it truly was something remarkable. Drake quietly snuck in during the fourth quarter to cheer on his home squad. As Drake was walking away from the Raptors locker room through the hall to his car, he was saying, "You want me to talk about the curse or are you guys good?" If you guys aren't aware about what curse Drake is talking about, all you gotta do is Google Drake curse, Drake sports curse, and you'll understand. But if you don't want to Google, you just want to hear from me, let me tell you. Basically, every single sport jersey or team or anything to do with Drake cheering on a specific team, that team goes in a drought. They lose, they have horrible games, someone gets hurt, and you want to know what? So that was his reference to be like, I was here at the game, I support the Raptors. Raptors won, they move on to the second round. You guys good or you want to continue with this quote-unquote Drake curse? So that's what it is. I thought it was pretty hilarious. But I mean, Drake, come on, man. Just because they win one game with you there doesn't mean the Drake curse doesn't exist. You're going to have to show up to a lot more games where the Raptors are going to have to win in order for us to believe this curse isn't real. Let's get to the game, guys. The Raptors win the tip and allow Lowry to get a quick bucket to give Toronto the lead, and then he would follow with a three ball. Lowry helped Toronto go on a 14-3 run, putting up 9 points himself, forcing the Magic to call a timeout. And at this point, it was good because I don't think if they were to call it any later, they would be able to come back from it. Vucevic would get fouled, and then T-Ross would get a tech for his reaction. That means Kawhi Leonard would then head to the line, and Lowry would short after pick up a foul, and well, only to redeem himself by hitting an off-balance fadeaway corner in the three, almost falling into the crowd. Thank God he didn't. Man, these Toronto Raptors held the Magic to only 19 points in the first quarter. Marc Gasol had a mean block on DJ Augustin, who, keep in mind, had a killer game and led the Magic to the win in game one. And good thing for Toronto fans, Augustin was now kept under control. They must have saw the tapes, looked at the scouting report, and realized, okay, we can't let this guy get the ball so much. Kawhi would start off the second half with back-to-back three balls and giving the fans some free fries at McDonald's. Shout out to McDonald's for having a great incentive to have getting some free meals. It's hard to live. It's hard to eat out here in Toronto, man. Rent's expensive, food's expensive. So thank you, McDonald's, for giving us some free fries when Toronto hits all of these three-point balls. But I'm not gonna lie, that was really it for excitement for the Raps in the first half of the third quarter. Nick Nurse would call a timeout and try and regroup the guys. It seemed to have worked because Leonard went off, contributing to his game-high 27 points, 7 rebounds, and going 5-for-5 beyond the arc. That's hitting 100% of his three throw shots that he put up. Lowry would pick up his fourth foul, hurt his wrist, and he would not return for the rest of the game. Now, he will be playing in the game coming up versus 76ers, given he had enough time to rest and massage it and do what he had to do with it. Leonard walked off the court during the fourth and Patrick McCaw would check in for him. It was really nice to see Patrick McCaw receive such a beautiful and warm welcome, especially because he was one of the few players who actually have championship experience. He was with the Golden State Warriors and won 2 with them. With 5 minutes left in the game, both Magic and the Raptors would have 0 starters on the court. And that would give some bench players playing time. I mean, Toronto was up by 35 points, and why not let some of your players enjoy some playing time in the playoffs, right? Toronto takes it, and although at this moment, Philadelphia and Brooklyn game isn't done, Philly's up 3-1 in the series, and they're also up by 29 points, 60-31 at the half. So unless Brooklyn can do what the Clippers did against the Golden State Warriors, I don't see them moving on to the second round. Second round will be on Saturday. Tip-off will be at 7:30 p.m. in Toronto. To everyone, if you weren't able to get some tickets for the game, you can always stand outside, help cheer on the Toronto Raptors, Canada's basketball team, in Jurassic Park. I know Akil Augustine will be out there. I know the Raptors dance pack will be out there. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to have prizes, I'm sure. And you can watch on what I think is like a 100-foot screen. It's a big screen. So don't worry about it. If you didn't get in tonight's game, you can always check it out next game, because their next game will be on Monday at 8 o'clock. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. It was a pleasure. I have to get ready because I will be going to the game and I will be covering it. If you guys have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, please don't hesitate to contact me. And thank you so much for listening. I'll speak to you guys later.